If you're headed southbound on I-15, you're going to see slowdowns waiting for you between about 2100 south through Sandy. Northbound I-15, heavy and slow as you're going from just at the tip of Bluffdale up to 106 south. We do have spots of slowing southbound I-215's west belt scattered through West Valley and Taylorsville. Dave Meekham.
We are just now seeing the emergency vehicles arrive at the scene of this accident on the 21st South Freeway eastbound, just approaching the Bangor Highway. They're still blocking the two left lanes, just a single right lane getting around that. So watch out for that jam up. Southbound traffic, I-215 on the west side, still slow California Avenue, down past the 21st South Freeway, and seeing delays southbound on I-15 in Utah County, 2100 north in Lehigh. Mark?
Now, I'm not seeing any major wrecks right now on I-15 coming up out of downtown, save for a minor one that looks like it may have cleared about 1,000 north, hanging to the north interchange. So all of the delays behind that have shifted up to just prior to the north interchange. The Davis County delays, well, it's still not that bad because right after the Highway 89 split in spots up to Layton Hills Mall, but the worst of the traffic is only heading up to Shepherd Lane. Highway 89 overflowing up to Fruit Heights, the stretch just prior to I-84. Has cleared. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive promotions, and students average a 30% salary increase by graduation. Best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit PMBAUtah.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.